words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Today is the first Sunday after the Epiphany. We had the chance to celebrate the Epiphany last Sunday. It doesn't always fall on a Sunday, but on this first Sunday after the Epiphany, the Church always remembers Jesus' baptism. We always hear one of the Gospel accounts of Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River. It was, of course, an Epiphany event. And as I mentioned last week, in the Eastern churches, the Orthodox churches, Jesus' baptism is really the primary focus of Epiphany. That recognition that in Jesus, God's holiness, God's presence was made known, made real. And recognized in some way by those who were there, recognized by the people who were with Jesus. For them, it was an epiphany. We just heard the story from Luke. When Jesus had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. It's that word, you, that is the focus. You, the voice of God, says and was heard, was perceived in some wondrous way. You. One commentator writing about this particular passage, the story of Jesus' baptism in Luke, writes, "Never underestimate the power of you, especially in the second person singular, especially when it is spoken, addressed directly to someone, you." When we are the recipient of that address, we know how you feels. It feels like you're the only person in the world, like someone is paying attention, like someone means it and means what they say, that you are important to whomever is speaking. The fact that Jesus was baptized is theologically very complicated and has bothered theologians ever since it happened. But there is in Luke a wonderful focus, and it is that word, you. Particularly as Luke tells this story, and each of the evangelists tell it a little bit differently. But as Luke tells this story, Jesus' baptism is a public announcement of what Jesus' own public ministry is going to be. It is an epiphany that Jesus somehow bears God's own divinity, God's own presence into the world, but it also proclaims what God is doing through Jesus, what Jesus' ministry is going to be. In Jesus' baptism, God says, you are my beloved. Jesus, throughout his ministry, said that to those whom he encountered, said it in God's voice. You, he said, with that individual focus, I'm speaking to you, God says, and you are my beloved. It's true, of course, without being said, but there's nothing like saying it face to face, individually. You are my beloved, God says, Jesus says to each of us. There are wonderful passages in the Old Testament where God's voice, God's prophets speak of a people as being precious, as being loved, as being chosen. But with Jesus, it becomes personal. With Jesus in the midst of our human lives, God among us, incarnate, that expression of being beloved is more than just a general sense or spirit of God's love. It is God's voice, God's touch even, speaking particularly to us in the midst of our human lives, saying, God saying to us, each of us individually, you are my beloved. And we, the people who are the church, continue today to be that voice of God, that touch of God in the lives of others. We, the people who are the church, will speak today in God's voice and say, Roxy, you are God's beloved. You are my beloved, we say in God's voice. We give that personal voice, that touch with the sign of the cross. And we do that not just today, of course. Today is a special day for Roxy. But the church community every day is not the only place to hear God's voice speak to us personally, but it's a pretty good place to find that voice of God spoken to us directly as individuals, saying, you are beloved. You, whomever you are, whatever your name may be, you are God's beloved. We who are the church continue to give voice to God's proclamation of love to Roxy, and we will vow, in fact, to stand by her, to continue to be a source of God's love in her life from this day forward. We gather as the people who are the church to be God's voice of love in the lives of others, but also to hear that voice, to hear God speaking to us through one another, but God speaking to us, saying, you are my beloved. That voice continues throughout our lives. The power of you, that direct address to each one of us. You are favored by God. With you, God says, I am well pleased. You are my beloved, and no matter what happens, God says, I will never let you go.